أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 17 of Surah Al-Kahf. After describing and Allah Ta'ala narrating the Ashabul Kahf's response to the king and their conversation between themselves, amongst themselves, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala now speaks about some of the great miracles and the great signs that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had shown. They left the community, they left the people, they placed their tawakkul, their trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responded in taking care of them. Allah says, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ. You would see the sun when it rises. تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ. It will evade their cave. In other words, there would be the sun that is rising, but the shine of the sun, the heat of the sun, the light of the sun would not come directly into this cave. It would evade it. They required the heat of the sun. They even required the other aspects that the sun would offer. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it such that there would not be a direct sunshine into this cave, but the light of the sun would come in, the heat of the sun would be felt. Why all of this? Like Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about towards the end of the incident, 309 years, these people had slept. They slept with the clothing that they had, and obviously if there was direct sunshine, sunlight that would come upon them, it would impact negatively on their clothes. It would begin to diminish. Number two, they themselves would have felt the discomfort. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created this comfort by way of the sunrise. It would rise, the light may come in, but the sun itself, the heat of the sun would not be felt. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala controlled and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala monitored the temperature of the cave. If there was no sunshine, no sunlight, then obviously it would have become cold for them. And if there was too much of sunlight and sunshine, then it would have become too hot and discomfortable for them. So hence, that is one aspect Allah speaks about. وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And when the sun would set, then again it would disincline towards the left. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala once again saw to the fact that they needed whatever energy the sun would provide, that had been provided to them. But again, there was comfort, there was no discomfort to them. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows this great sign and this great miracle of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Some ulama, looking at these signs that Allah Ta'ala speaks about, they have spoken about the latitude and the longitude of this cave, and how on the one side, on the eastern side and the western side, there would be openings and all of that, whilst other ulama have stated that this is a qudrat and this is the power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةِ مِّنْ. And then they were in an open space in this cave. And in that way, they had sufficient oxygen, they had sufficient air to breathe, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in short, saw to each and every one of their needs. ذَلِكَ مِّنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. And that is from the signs and the miracles of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Whoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guides, that person is rightly guided. Here they sought the guidance of Allah, they had iman. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increased them in their hidayat. Allah Ta'ala increased them in the quality of their iman, and Allah Ta'ala had placed in their hearts that determination that living in an environment of kufr, living in an environment of shirk, is going to negatively impact the iman, and they took that step towards Allah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had seen to them. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ, and whoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala leaves his hand, and when Allah Ta'ala leaves the hand, Allah Ta'ala leaves the guidance, that person will go astray. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا, then that person will not find any wali, will not find any guardian, any protector, murshida, that will guide that person. In other words, Allah Rabbul Izzat's quality is such that Allah Ta'ala not only guides, Allah protects. Allah not only protects, Allah Ta'ala guides. And these qualities are found only in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So again we see that when we emerge and take that step in the path of Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would see to our needs, and not the needs that we know, the needs that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has full knowledge of. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.